Today, providers of federally funded family planning services filed suit in federal court. They want to block enforcement of anti-abortion language included in the giant spending bill signed by President Bush last week. Backers of the language say it's intended to assure that those with moral or religious objections aren't forced to provide abortion-related services. But as NPR's Julie Ravner reports, opponents say the language could do much more than that.
Florida Republican Congressman David Weldon got the language included in the spending bill. He says it was needed to counteract efforts by abortion rights backers to expand the availability of the procedure.
This was part of their agenda, to make abortion more readily available by using the regulatory process and the legal process to force hospitals and force clinics that don't want to do it to start doing it.
But officials at clinics that get money from the Title X federal family planning program say the new language puts them in an impossible position. Judith DeSarno is president of the National Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association. On the one hand, she says, clinics must, as a condition of participating in Title X, promise to provide abortion referrals to patients who ask. But under the new language, clinics can't punish or remove an employee who declines to make such a referral.
The clinics now have two requirements in direct opposition to each other. Failure to follow either requirement could result in the loss of federal funds or the filing of a lawsuit against them under the False Claims Act.
In fact, in the case of clinics that are owned by state or local governments, the penalty for violation could be loss of all federal health care, education, and unemployment funding. But James Feldman, who's representing the family planning group in court, says the implications of the law could go well beyond family planning clinics. For example, he says, doctors who recommend an abortion to save a woman's life would be unable to require a nurse or other employee to pass along that referral. And that could get the doctor in trouble, he says.
What I believe it would conflict with is state law, medical ethics, responsibility under common law malpractice because they'd be sued to death in many of these situations.
Congressman Weldon calls the lawsuit, quote, nonsense, and says it proves that groups that call themselves pro-choice are really pro-abortion.
I'm trying to keep the choice in choice and provide people the choice to say no.
But Feldman says there are already several federal laws that protect individuals from having to provide abortion-related services. In fact, he says, unlike those conscience clauses, the new language doesn't require that a person object for a moral or religious reason.
They simply don't have to refer, so they can wake up on the wrong side of the bed that morning, and they're protected under Weldon.
Feldman says the language is also unconstitutional on several grounds, including the fact that it impedes a woman's right to an abortion under Roe v. Wade. The suit also says that Congress overstepped its authority by putting the language in a spending bill.
Because while under the spending power, Congress can coax states into doing acts that perhaps Congress couldn't directly compel states to do, it can't coax states into doing something that is unconstitutional.
California is one of those states that finds the new language in conflict with its laws. Its attorney general announced last week he plans to sue, too. Meanwhile, a decision on a temporary stay of the new language could come as early as tomorrow. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.